Kentucky Literacy Celebration Week begins on Monday. In his Literacy Week proclamation, Governor Beshear said Kentucky has made great strides in promoting child and adult literacy, and he implored all communities and engaged citizens to continue to promote literacy not only as an educational tool, but as a means to remain economically competitive. Well, two citizens who are very actively involved in this are First Lady Jane Beshear and UK Professor George Ruby of the Collaborative Center for Literacy Development. I'm Tom Goodell, and it's a pleasure to welcome you both to UK Perspectives.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
First Lady Beshear, what would you say is the goal of Kentucky Literacy Celebration Week?
What we would love to see is that every community in every county in the Commonwealth be involved in some kind of an activity during this week. As you said, it starts this coming week. It'll be the 5th through the 9th, and it can be reading within the classroom. It can be a business providing an opportunity for their employees to read. It can be families reading in their homes. It can be library events. What we would like to see is that all of our communities respond to this literacy celebration by doing some kind of an event that encourages people to read, to improve their education. And, of course, as we all know, reading is the base of that.
Dr. Ruby, can you tell us some examples of some events that have already been scheduled for next week?
Well, we have events going on at schools across the grade levels, elementary, middle, high, universities, local libraries. As the First Lady notes, on Monday, the Jessamine County Adult Education Center will be hosting an event in Nicholasville, Leestown Middle School here in Lexington. University of Kentucky's College of Education will, of course, be having an event. Lexington Public Library and Cardinal Valley Elementary School Family Literacy Night at Keeneland will be going on, so that should be very exciting. They have a library there at Keeneland, and I never knew that. I was distracted. I guess I was paying attention to the horses.
Something else. But,
yeah. Tuesday, we've got events at Pendleton County Library in Falmouth, Campbell Ridge Elementary School, Northern Kentucky University, and Boone County Adult Education Center. Wednesday, North Callaway Elementary School, Murray State University, Callaway County Adult Ed, and Murray Elementary. And Thursday at Monticello Elementary and Forward in the 5th at Somerset.
So these events literally are taking place all across the state.
Oh, yes.
And First Lady Beshear, I understand you are going to be traveling throughout the state during Literacy Celebration Week.
I will be, and I'm really looking forward to it. Of course, this is our second year to do this, and last year when we did it, it was great fun to be there and to, you know, I'm the governor and I are both readers, and one of my most favorite things is to go into the classrooms or the libraries and read to groups of children or to have them read to me. And last year was a wonderful time, and everyone was excited about it in every community that we visited in, and every whether it was a school or a library, and to be able now once again to travel to other parts of the state during this coming week, and to see, you know, an element that I think is wonderful to see is businesses starting to get involved with this too, as was mentioned just 2 minutes ago about Keeneland and the literacy evening that will take place out there. What we would like to do is for everyone in the Commonwealth to pay attention to the importance of literacy and do so by, even if we don't visit, that they could do some kind of an event and even to take the time in their own homes, which is so important with parents and children.
I wanted to take a minute and talk about the business aspect of this with both of you. The governor's proclamation that I read from spoke about the importance of literacy to our economy. So talk a little bit about that and about what businesses in the Commonwealth can do to promote literacy.
Well, one of the things I think that we're so very aware of is that any business that is looking to locate anywhere is looking for the education level attainment of the people within its state that they are considering. And that's one of the things that we feel like is so important, is that we continue to work toward a better or best educated workforce that we could possibly present to prospective businesses. So the more emphasis that we as a state can put on literacy, the more that we can encourage our young people to understand the value of reading and learning, and not just our children, you know, learning is lifelong. So the more that we can encourage people to be involved, then the better chance we have to attain that level of education in our workforce that will bring more companies to Kentucky and in turn will make a better place for all of us to call home.
That's quite true. A well-educated and highly literate workforce is a very attractive workforce for companies that are thinking of relocating and bringing jobs and bringing a definite boost to our economy. But it's also the case that one engine of economic advance is startup companies. And a highly literate population is much more liable to be able to engage in those sorts of startup companies, particularly with the new technologies.
One of the goals of Literacy Week is for everyone to participate. And I wonder, what are some of the things that individuals and families can do to promote literacy?
Read to your children.
Absolutely. That's where it all begins. And that is a very simple thing. If I thought that every family would take a small portion of time, I'd love to see them take it for every day during Literacy Celebration, to take that time to read to their child, or for that matter, for the child to read to the parent.
Mm-hmm.
It is an opportunity for quality time within the family, but it's also a time to show the importance that literacy has within our own families. That's where it begins. And then for every other school, library, business, for people everywhere in the Commonwealth to take just some portion of time during that week, and then hopefully every week thereafter, to promote the importance of learning and the importance of literacy.
Yeah, you know, reading and writing are not just school activities, and they're, as you've just noted, they're workplace activities, they're economically important, but they're community activities and they're family activities, and it's very important for children, particularly young children, prior to schooling and during the early years of schooling, but throughout, to realize that and to develop positive emotional associations with the act of reading and sharing stories and sharing information from texts and picture books. Lots of times parents don't know how to go about that. You don't need a degree in education to do that. It's the discussion around text, even picture books, that are important, and having nightly visits with text and stories and just getting a good feeling from that. It gets the children off to a very good start.
Well, and I think one of my warmest memories, and probably for both of you as well, is having our parents read to us, having teachers read to us, and I even remember our principal at our elementary school used to read to us once a year as well.
Well, it's a very positive message when an adult in any of those positions does take that time to read. And you know, as I tell children when I'm in the school, I always ask them if, you know, would they like to be an astronaut, or would they like to go on safari, or would they like to anything that could be their imagination. The little girls always want to be a princess. And what I remind them is that by reading, you can go there. You can learn about places and people and events that can inspire you, can transport you in your imagination. And I just think if we could encourage children to spend more time doing that and developing their knowledge and their imagination, you know.
I might also suggest that there's a developmental aspect that's very important in early childhood. Obviously, before kindergarten, a child is not him or herself going to be doing the reading. The parent will be doing the reading. And what that does is help inform the child's language development. And the evidence for the correlation between language development and rich linguistic environments in the home and community and later school success is very profound. And the correlation actually even with IQ. Many people often think, well, you're born with your IQ and that limits your reading achievement. Actually, it may very well be the other way around, that the linguistic environment into which you're born and the language development that ensues is a delimiter on the development of higher order thinking skills that are so crucial in school. So it's an important way to get a young child off to a great start for their life.
Literacy Celebration Week, I noticed, has its own Facebook page, which is a great source of information about some of these events and some activities that you can conduct on your own. But I'm wondering, to take a bit different tack on this, do you both of you think that Facebook and other social media are good tools for encouraging literacy?
Well, I think it's certainly something that in this day and time is with us, and I think it's an opportunity for discussions, and hopefully it will cause more people to want to become involved in this. And what we would love to see is to utilize that the Facebook or the website or any of the social media by people posting what they're going to be doing so that it will encourage others to get involved, that they want to be a part of this celebration, and that it would be listed that their school, their community, their whichever group is doing the activity, that it would be listed on that Facebook page and that we would be able to all see what's happening all across the state.
And what is the web address for the Literacy Celebration Week?
www.kentuckyliteracy.org/celebrate2012.
And that KentuckyLiteracy.org address is actually the CCLD's offices. So if you truncate that, you could come straight to our website and find out what we're doing as well.
Now, a few years ago, a national study concluded that children were more likely to become avid readers if their parents had a significant collection of books at home. And I'm wondering, since we talk about Facebook and Twitter and social media and their impact on literacy, what impact do you think e-readers like Nook and Kindle are having on our children?
Well, it's a different kind of literacy, but it's not radically different. I mean, it still involves text. It might be pixels on a screen instead of ink on a page. But it's still just as books were and are, an information communication technology. We don't often think about that, but pens and pencils and paper are also technologies. And the newer technologies are just advanced forms. Now, it's quite possible that it'll have some radical impact on the way that we do schooling and the way that we just as it's having a radical impact on the way we communicate. Right now, we have schools in Kentucky that are buying up e-readers and iPads, and it's just astonishing the kinds of things that they're doing and that they're going to be able to do in the future. But if you attend to what's on that screen, it's text-based.
Well, I think it's part of the technology that is of interest to particularly the young generation right now. And if that's what encourages them to read, then I think we utilize every technique and technology that we have.
Do either of you have anything to add?
First of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to Keith Lyons, Marketing and Public Relations Director at CCLD, who's really done so much work, and I know his counterparts at the First Lady's Office have certainly done a great deal of work. I'd also like to celebrate Kentucky's literacy achievement to date. We have the second lowest adult literacy rate in the nation, which is a testament to poor educational achievement in the past. But if you look at our National Assessment of Educational Progress reading scores from 2002 to the present, we have been significantly above the national average at the fourth and eighth grade reading levels every measurement year since then. In fact, in 2009, Kentucky was the only state in the union that had significant increases at the fourth and eighth grade level, even though we were already above the national average. And in 2011, the same thing is pertained. Now, some people can say, well, that's not a literacy phenomenon. That's just our schools are getting better. Teacher education is getting better. But you don't see the same effect with our NAEP math scores. Well, at least you don't see the same effect until the establishment of the Kentucky Center for Mathematics. We at the Collaborative Center for Literacy Development, which has been around since 1998, like to think that the professional development that we've done with teachers all across the state by collaborating with literacy faculty at all of the eight state universities has had an effect there. And we know that the quality of the teacher is a crucial determinant, in fact, the largest in-school variable for student achievement. So as we think about improving literacy in Kentucky, we need to think about improving literacy, teacher education, and professional development.
I 100% agree.
Well, thank you very much. Our guests have been First Lady Jane Beshear and UK's George Ruby. Podcasts of UK Perspectives, including the complete interviews, are available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.